Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, there are worlds beyond your own. Alternate dimensions filled with horrors and delights that will stretch the limits of your imagination, all hovering behind thousands of doorways hiding in plain sight. That's what they want you to believe, but I'm here to tell you, Earth, it's just you. That's it. So, if you're looking to venture beyond your everyday reality, I don't know, Greenland? I've heard those flotation tanks can get kind of wild. Maybe microdose? After you've arranged childcare. And for wholesome, utterly synthetic escapism, this podcast. Not at all a living document explaining what happens when you wind up in the wrong dimension at the wrong time. And stay there for 4 years. And counting. Also, I normally save Patreon news for after the episode when no one's listening. But I'm unpredictable. Season 1 of the Magic Tavern spin-off series Earth Games is now available to all Patreon supporters. All 7 episodes dropped into the Patreon feed last week for your listening, let's say, enjoyment? Get more info at patreon.com/magictavern. Now, prepare those human ear canals for varying sound waves that approximate recorded voice and public domain sound effects, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded now here in the strange familiar, a tavern in the town of Nibblebottom at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just, it's starting to get a little colder here in Nibblebottom. I guess it gets, since we're by the mountain, I guess it gets cold a little earlier than I'm used to in Foon.
Yeah, it has been a little chilly. I mean, I guess since I have all this fur, I haven't really noticed, but I've noticed you sort of rubbing your arms, so that's that's been cute.
Also, I'm very tall, so my circulation could be better, so that also could be why I'm rubbing my arms.
Sure, sure.
Feel my nose. Oh. It's very cold.
Boop. Freezing.
All right, yeah, that was a cold boop.
You know, speaking of my fur, I was thinking about something recently. I talked about possibly running for Town Zaddy.
So now you're going to run for Town Zaddy.
Possibly. But I was thinking Town Zaddy, you know, I've been talking to the locals, and Town Zaddy's supposed to be one of the sexiest people in town. So I was thinking...
So you're thinking that's not for you, is what you're going to say.
Well, now I'm having doubts, but I thought, you know, maybe you had some tips because you're beautiful Arnie now. I thought maybe there were some tips for how I could become sexy. I thought to maybe shave all my hair because bald is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to lingerie. Do you know Lon Jerry? He kind of sits on his lawn and he gives little sexy tips and stuff.
But you've
been talking to him.
But the first time you mentioned Lon Jerry, you said his name slightly differently. You said,
oh, I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Lingerie. You know, sometimes I'm drunk and I slur my words.
Sure. Sorry, what was Lon Jerry's suggestion?
He told me to confide in someone because he said confidence is sexy.
Sure.
So can I confide in you? Can I make you a confidant?
Please. Yeah. And also thank you for, I was going to drop the whole fact that there's a few other people have said that I'm beautiful Arnold now. Mm-hmm. But thank you for bringing that back up because... It sounds bad if I bring it up, but if you do, I just thank you, just sincerely.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
I'm trying to help you out. Since you're helping me out, possibly, I'm going to help you out.
Please confide in me.
Okay, here's my little secret. Let me
Look close. Okay, also, I'm recording.
I hate the taste of grubs.
Chunt?
Yeah.
I'm starting to question everything I know about you. My friendly little badger buddy, you hate the taste of grubs?
Yeah, they're gross. It's like eating a pimple. It's awful.
Then why do you spend so much time scritching and scratching in the ground, if not to get grubs?
Keeping up appearances, my good man. If I don't eat grubs, people are going to be like, what's that thing? You know, and I'm trying, in this town, I'm trying to get a fresh start, a new beginning. I don't want to shapeshift too much. So, you know, I'm trying to give off appearances of being a badger, but I choke them down. Honestly, I choke them down.
Sure. Speaking of choking them down, hey, let's bring in our other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiangyalak. The Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstengis, and I am known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And now, I am happy to announce that I have been officially nominated for a Wizard's Choice Award.
What? Goddesses, congratulations, Usador, this is huge!
Yes, it's
officially,
thank you.
The
thank
nomination you. Has officially come through?
Yes, well, I mean, I was lobbying for it pretty hard. I bought some bull boards, where you just paint a board and put it on the side of a bull.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been roaming around trying to drum up some support for me,
How far can those bulls travel?
As far as a bull can go. Chud, how far can a bull go?
I want to say 3 hours.
About 3 hours.
Yeah. If it's a tantric bull.
Oh, okay.
And after that, it starts to sting. You, sir, what were you nominated for?
Yeah, what could it possibly be that you got nominated for?
How dare you. For finally extinguishing that darkness that reigned over Foon for so long, that terrible blight upon our land, the Dark Lord's death.
I know what it is. He got voted Most Incredulous Wizard.
Yeah.
Is that what your nomination is, Most Incredulous?
No.
Here, Usador, let me see the scroll that you have clutched in your hand.
Go. Hey, there you go.
Nominated for defeating the Dark Lord.
Thank you very much.
Although, Usador, it says here, nominated posthumously.
Well, everyone assumes I'm going to disappear because now I've completed my true purpose, but we don't...
Yeah.
We shouldn't talk about that.
Can I accept the award if you win? I truly would love to, please.
No, I'm not... I will be here.
I'm just saying I have stage presence. I hosted Chunt's Night, and I, famously presented at the Dead Kids' Choice Award 1 year, so I know how to work a crowd and accept an award.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You don't talk enough about that. That time you hosted the, what was it again?
The Dead Kids' Choice Award.
I think we talked about it plenty. I think that I may need to accept the award myself, but if you think we need to start planning a way to fake my death, we should talk about that.
I mean, the other wizards are going to start asking questions.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, I got to think about this.
Ooh, can you make yourself appear as a hollowed Graham?
Yes, of course. I could make myself appear as any cracker.
Yeah, that would be cool. Because then people might assume you're dead. Yeah, it's like a pre-recorded hologram, and people would assume you're dead, but you're really, you're really working your magic backstage.
A filled gram? A sesame wafer? A wheat thin? I care not. Tell me what cracker you want me to be, and I shall transform myself into such.
Ooh, you have sesame wafers? Can you open sesame wafers?
Yeah, I can open sesame wafers.
Thank you.
I've totally stopped listening to the last minute or so, but
Arnie, you don't have to say that. It's implied.
Okay, that's fair. I've stopped listening the last couple of years or so, but the posthumous portion of the Wizard's Choice Awards this year is probably going to be pretty big. Usador, although obviously you're not really dead. The Dark Lord, although actually not really dead. Telephus the White, who is actually dead, but still that's got to be a higher average than usual wizard deaths for a year.
Yeah, two in a year, that's big. They usually do that long tribute to all the wizards who have died this year.
And
it goes on for a few minutes, even though no one's in it.
Can I just say, if I get to attend, which I hope I do, when they show your image, I'm going to clap and cheer, even if they say hold your claps and cheers till the end.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Chunt. What a good friend.
Because fuck that. That's my friend up there, you know?
Hey,
just saying.
You're talking about the Wizard's Choice Awards. Speak with a little more respect.
Sorry.
I'll try to make it.
What do you mean? What else do you have to do?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what night of the week it is.
It's always on a Sunday.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, up there.
Yes?
Oh, someone's trying to get our attention at the tall table.
What?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, mind if I climb this ladder and join you at the tall table?
Oh, please.
Please do. Arnie, yes.
Arnie, all did right. you invite this guy?
No, but you know what? Isn't it always so great whenever I forget to book a guest, someone comes along?
Well, this guy's really chugging up this ladder.
Wow, this is a tall table up
it
here,
is.
You guys.
It's a pretty tall table.
Look around, Bobby. Yeah. Look at you guys. You must be pretty important here in the town Neville Bottom to be up on the tall table. What were you calling the town earlier?
Oh, it's the town of Neville Bottom. Although
Neville Bottom, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Although you might be referring to Neville Bottom, the town like two villages.
No. I'm talking about this town.
Oh,
this town right here. You guys live in this town or what?
Passing through.
Well, but we're kind of trying to settle down. We're gonna sort of put down roots.
Mixed messages. I just need to know: are you residents of this town or no?
Yeah, I guess we never talked about it. We're current residents. I'll say that. We're current residents.
Have you established residency at the town office or no?
Oh.
I have all of my birds rerouted here so that all my mail comes to this town.
All right. I like you, Dead Wizard. I like you a lot. What about you, Drunk Badger?
Oh.
Are you a voter in this town or no? Because I can't waste my time. I got a lot of
money. I don't think I registered to vote. Arnie, I got all my ducks in a row, and then those ducks went into a pond, and they had all my papers, and the papers got wet and disintegrated.
Oh, it's always ducks with you.
That's cool. We got same-day registration here in Neville Bottom. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh,
again, you might be referring to the village that's two villages over.
No, I'm talking about this town right here. What did you call it again?
Neville Bottom?
Neville Bottom, exactly.
Arnie, are you drunk?
Arnie, have we been in Neville Bottom the whole time and you told us wrong?
I mean, now that I think about it, am I the only person that's been saying the name of this village? I might be wrong.
Some people who speak romance languages pronounce their V's as B's. I don't understand it. But hey, you're here now, right? So Badger, you got a hole here in Neville Bottom or no?
Do I have a hole here? I have two holes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Where do you reside? You got two holes?
Well, sorry, to switch the B to a V, I have two butt holes.
You have two butt holes. All right, I get you. Wordplay. I get it. I like it.
Yes,
Badgers
yes.
are known for it. All right.
But you also have a hobble.
Yes, I have a hobble. I'm sorry, a hobble. Yep.
A hobble? Mm-hmm. You have a hobble hole here in Neville Bottom?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Do you need to see my papers?
No, that's fine. It's good. Okay. What about this human? You got voting rights here? You have a registered voter here?
You know what? I haven't done...
If it can be same day,
I definitely would like to vote.
This is good. Two out of three isn't bad. That's what I always say. You know what I say. Two out of three isn't bad.
That's what your shirt says.
What's up, you guys? Yeah, I know. You like it? Two out of three isn't bad. You know what I mean?
That would be a perfect shirt for this podcast, frankly.
Look, I don't do math, but I think that's about 66%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
that is a strong majority in a voting sense, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely. Arnie doesn't like math either. Friend, this is Arnie. This is Chunt.
Oh, hello.
I am Usador, and it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Great. Cool, that's great. My name is Kevrot. Hello.
Kevrot.
Kevrot.
Hello, yep. You can call me Kev, or you could call me Town Uncle. But I hope pretty soon you'll be calling me Town Daddy, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, so are you running for Town Daddy?
Formality. You know what I mean? Formality.
Sure.
Because it's family. You know what I mean?
This is
family for me.
Arnie, that's what the back of his shirt says. The front says 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and the back has the number 4 and then malady.
I mean, there are hundreds of things written on this shirt. I'm sure we'll get through all of them eventually.
Yeah, basically what I'm doing is I'm going through the town of Neville Bottom having people sign things on my shirt for some reason.
Oh, fun. Is your shirt a cast, I have to ask?
Little sayings. Yeah, my entire torso is broken.
Oh.
It's one of the reasons that I can't get a job.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry we made you climb that ladder.
No, it's worth it. Because the fact is, I'm on disability. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And some people feel like, because of the fact that I've never held a job in my life, and my brother, Alexion, was town daddy, that I'm somehow less than. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And,
sure.
He died mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just news, right? I don't know anything about that. That's just news. No one knows what happened, pretty much.
And may I say my condolences. I've heard that Alexion, the former town daddy, was beloved, and it was a real blow.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Everyone loved Alexion, the former town daddy.
Arnie, why is Kev putting his finger down his face as if there's a tear, but in a sarcastic way?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it's because my brother, Alexion, was always the golden child, you know? Everything was always handed to him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't break his torso and go on disability. He got to go to college, you know, because he applied to college. And he made a lot of money because he got a job. And then all of a sudden, he's town daddy? How is that fair, I ask you, right?
So am I led to understand that your broken torso in some way kept you from applying for college?
Yeah, I couldn't go to college with a broken torso. I could barely climb up this tall table.
That's a good point. Kev, I would like to do something nice for you because, honestly, I like you. You seem very charming. Yeah. And
everyone loves Kev, the town uncle.
Kev, can I get you a drink? Perhaps an ale?
Yes.
An ale. Okay, great.
What was the other thing you were going to say?
Oh, a rainbow bowl, a king's juice.
All right, one of each. I don't care. Let's have fun.
All right. Ani?
Damn, he's a cool town uncle.
Yeah. Let me talk to the waiter cuz I know this guy.
Sure.
Ruben.
Yeah.
Rainbow bowl? Rainbow bowl,
rainbow
you guys?
Bowl,
rainbow
yeah.
bowl? Three yeah. rainbow bowls.
Okay.
Plus one of each for me. It's on the wizard. All right, go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you're welcome, of course.
That's
thank
so kind
you
of you.
Much.
Thank
That's
you so much,
kind.
Kev. That's very kind of you.
Oh, yeah, look, here's the thing. I know how to party. You know what I mean? Did Alexion know how to party? No.
We never knew him. Oh, no.
Why was he beloved? I mean, honestly, why did everyone like him as town daddy?
Well, I will say...
this is not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you for reals.
Oh,
well... It's not rotational. But we'll go around the circle. First you,
sure.
human.
Oh, I guess when we talked to Wisla, the wind sprite of the washing well, she right. said that he did a good job of keeping the goo that knows no names away from the town.
Yeah, she's an ex-girlfriend of mine. She'll say anything.
Oh.
All right, Badger, talk. Why?
I never knew him, but you said he was the golden child, and personally, I think the golden child was massively underrated. I think it has a lot of funny bits in there. I think, you know, a classic.
Big
that would
Trouble
be my guess.
In Little China came out the same summer, better movie. Go
really?
On. Use the door. Why? Why? Why did everyone love this guy? This guy was a drag, Alexiana. They could have called him Alexion the Drag. But they call him Alexion the Beloved. Tell me why. I grew up with him. I don't understand it.
Everything that I've read about Alexion since I've been here leads me to believe that he was fiscally responsible, but kind of a tight ass.
Totally. Yeah, he was fiscally responsible, but do you know what else I think? Kind of a tight ass. I made that up.
Well played.
You know about primogeniture? You know what that word means?
No.
Do your own research. Look it up.
Ooh.
Primogeniture. The eldest son is supposed to get everything, right? That's
sure.
me. That's me, Kevra. Kev, town uncle.
Kev, I didn't know you were the oldest.
Oh, yeah. Alexion is my baby brother, little creep. But my mom and dad, they skipped me and gave everything to him. And why? Why did they do that? Because I broke my torso and couldn't work? Because I spent my allowance on pipeweed and a 200-gallon aquarium to keep my flame sharks? How is that fair?
Whoa, wait. You have flame sharks?
Of course I have. Yeah, I have an incredible... Look, in my lean-to on the edge of town, I have a 200-gallon aquarium full of flame sharks. And these things, this is not a hobby, okay?
The upkeep has got to be not easy on a flame shark.
No, well, I mean, you try keeping a flaming shark in water alive.
Oh, yeah, I heard that it boils the water, it evaporates, and you have to refill that aquarium every day.
You got to be getting... That's right. I mean, look, it's an investment, but do you know what? For me, it's worth it. Because these flame sharks, for me, they're like, they saved my life, right?
Oh.
They're basically service animals.
Sure.
Because I didn't just break my torso. I got diagnoses from all of the best druids in town. I have like brain fog, you know, I got glaucoma, I got generalized can't wake up before noon syndrome.
Oh, I might have that.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't help it. I can't go to work, quote unquote, like Alexion and earn money. I gotta stay at home and care to my flame sharks. They keep me. I stare at them. They calm me down. And pretty soon I become them, and also the psycho prawns that are in there are very important to me. Well, these are my service animals.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad they've brought you such peace and happiness, and I'm sure the upkeep is difficult with the price of oil being what it is. But I have to wonder, if it's so difficult for you to work even now, why do you want to become the town daddy?
Because I would be so great at being town daddy.
Okay, yeah. That
you got
makes
my
sense.
Vote. You got my vote.
Who was voting there? I wasn't looking around the table.
Sorry, Chunt here. Two quick things.
Thank
one, you.
You
have my vote. And two, yeah. If you have psychoprawns, may I also suggest you get some languishsteins? Put those in the aquarium. They get along great.
Languishsteins?
Mm-hmm.
Those are like lazy lobsters. They just languish.
Absolutely.
You know why a psychoprawn is called a psychoprawn?
Because they have tiny little knives and they'll fucking cut anything?
No, they're hallucinogens, my man. Excuse me, my badger.
Oh. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Wow.
I raise them, so I eat them, and then I get insights, right?
Oh, really?
Wow. And one of the insights I had is, don't be such a... Can I swear
please,
at the tall table?
Please.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I should probably tell you, we are recording this, but it's being sent to a world that is filthy, like real garbage mouth world.
Sure, that all makes sense to me. Don't be such... a fucking tight ass like Alexion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Live your life.
Oh, live your life. I found it on the shirt.
You saw it there? It's in the armpit for some reason. That doesn't mean it's not important. In a lot of ways, I'm the armpit of my family. But I'm bringing wisdom. Let me ask you guys a question. Honestly.
Sure, please.
Yeah.
Do you like eating grubs?
Arnie, yes,
very much so.
All right. Hey, this may surprise you. Good for you, dead wizard.
Thank you.
Next, human, do you like eating grubs?
I do not. I'm trying to remember if I should. No, me, a human, no, I don't eat grubs.
Well, let's just say insect and larval proteins are going to save this alternate universe.
Sure.
You know, so maybe you should get to liking them. Do you know what I mean? At least try them for once. Open your mind, human.
And Kev, you should be more positive about your own universe. Like, I know to me it's an alternate universe, but, you know, I feel like that's the kind of mentality of someone who's a little bit overshadowed by the younger brother.
Oh, he said all the vowels.
Those are my shut up vowels. I am not my brother, right? I am not here to paint a happy picture about what is going on in Neville Bottom. I'm here to say what is truly happening, to speak some truth for once.
Wow, and in fact, I like
sometimes,
this guy.
Sometimes that picture, it's not a pretty picture. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a garbage picture that you find in a dump. And one of the things that's true about Neville Bottom is unsustainable protein chain. So think about eating some grubs, human. But let me ask the badger.
Can I just say, I love you. You really lance from the hip. You're really speaking to me, man. Do I like grubs? Let me think about that.
Do you like... No, don't.
Yeah, I won't overthink.
Don't think about it. Here, have a psychoprawn.
Ooh, okay.
All right, that'll help you get in touch with your intuitive side.
When he handed you that psychoprawn, I saw the cuff is where it says, those are my shut-up vowels.
It's true. I have a cuff on this full torso cast that I'm wearing. I also have... beautiful bejeweled cufflinks. Why? Because I'm a cool dude, but I have style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the nicest full body cast I've ever seen.
Stop beating around the badge and let me badger this badger. Do you like eating grubs? Do you like it? I'm not asking, do you do it?
Yep.
I'm not asking, should you like it? I'm asking, do you like eating grubs?
Shakes my head no while saying yes.
Whoa, no. Be true to yourself, badger. Be true.
Okay. Ooh, I'm really starting to feel a tingle in my throat and a throbbing in my eyes.
All right. That is definitely the result of the psychoprawns. You're either about to have a profound altered state experience or a terrible allergic reaction.
Usidor.
Yes?
Did you notice that when Chunt said, shaking my head no, but saying yes, his head was completely still?
Well, he just ate the psychoprawn. He probably has some motor control.
Okay. What are you guys whispering about?
Oh, and he's drunk. I forgot he's already drunk.
Hey, rainbow bowls. Thank you, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
It's been a long time since we've had a rainbow bowl, and I'm very excited to send my mind through time.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Eye contact. Everyone make eye contact.
Eye contact.
All right. Now, listen. I didn't get this badger high for nothing. I want an answer finally.
Okay, Chunt. They can't hear you think. If there's one thing for certain, nobody can hear you think. So just keep thinking in your head, okay? And time is surely slowed down, so I have thousands of hours to suss this out. Do you like grubs? Now, he might have overheard me earlier, in which case, if I say I do, he knows I'm lying. And if he knows I'm lying, he's going to assume that I'm not trustworthy.
Arnie, is this episode going to be thousands of hours long?
Maybe we can cut it up into about 20 or 30 episodes.
2 + 2 = 4. But formally, I don't know if he would allow me to write on his cast.
Yeah. Chunt?
Yes?
Listen, I've had a lot of psycho prawns in my life, and I want to help guide you through this experience.
Oh.
Are you currently feeling, I don't know how I'd term it, paranoid?
Paranoid.
A little paranoid?
Paranoid.
A little paranoid, right?
Yeah. Why? Right. How did you know to say that?
Let me do something that I think is really going to blow your mind.
Oh, no. Don't blow my mind.
I'm going to switch my rainbow bowl for your rainbow bowl. Now.
What?
Which one is poison?
Why, surely you would not drink the bowl in front of me.
Anyway, while this badger goes down a mind spiral, let me explain to you, human and dead wizard, what's going on here.
Sure.
First of all, I didn't poison any of the rainbow bowls.
Okay.
I am not a poisoner, no matter what they say. Sure, Alexion was poisoned by someone.
Someone poured
poison into his ear. Was that literal poison or the metaphor of slander? I don't know. I'm not here to tell you. I don't poison anybody. I give them psychotropic prawns for them to eat so they can meet their inner beings. That's what I'm saying. I'm asking this badger if he likes to eat grubs, because I know from earlier, because I was listening without permission to your conversation, that he doesn't, right? But he feels forced to eat grubs because in his current incarnation, he's a badger. Why should anyone live that way, lying to themselves and to the world? Embrace your inner truth. Would Town Daddy Alexion tell you to do that? No, he'd tell you to be a good citizen, go to work, and pay taxes. What am I going to tell you when I'm Town Daddy? I'm going to say, eat a bunch of psychotropic prawns, collect samurai swords, and stay home and look at your fish.
Yeah, we do need some taxes, though, to help people who are in need and to have good social programs, especially now that the Dark Lord's gone. There's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Boy, oh boy, listen to this bougie fuck. All right, fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what? When you're insulting other people and not me, I'm liking you more and more. You've got my vote.
Well, the thing is, you don't. You don't vote in this universe.
Oh.
So honestly, Arnie, you kind of don't exist to me. You don't exist to me right now. Because here's the thing. As far as I'm concerned, I should be Town Daddy, right?
Sure.
My brother was Town Daddy. I'm his older brother. I'm already Town Unky. Why isn't this automatic? Because there are rules in this town of Neville Bottom, that it's got to be some kind of election. Suddenly it's a popularity contest. And how could that work when I'm obviously popular? But I got to go from high table to high table and make my case.
Well, that does only seem fair, that you make a case for what your positions are and what you stand for and how you hope to raise up the people of Foon, the people here in Nivelbottom, and make sure that their lives are better. You have an opportunity as Town Uncle, soon to be Town Daddy, to help us all grow back better.
Well, here is the thing. I know a lot of people in town are a little upset and concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because some unknown person who was not me...
Sure.
Yeah.
...poisoned Alexion, the town daddy that was apparently beloved.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you, kids.
It was Reuben.
No, it was... Hang on a second. Reuben. You poisoned the town daddy? He can't hear me right now. He's down on the floor. I want to tell you kids something.
Yeah, Unky?
I'm not here to replace your town daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to be your new town daddy, but I can't replace that guy.
Sure.
He was important to you. That guy was my brother.
Mm-hmm.
What he and your mom had was special. Really special.
Wait, what do you know about him and my mom?
I'm just saying that he's dead now, and I'm going to have sex with his wife and make all the rules, and you're going to call me daddy now, because now we're family. That's what I'm saying. That's my stump speech. What do you think? Or my high table speech.
So you're almost like a town stepdaddy.
I would prefer you not call me that. Because town daddy is dead. I'm going to be town daddy now. And
sure.
Things are going to be different. I always wanted a family. I'm going to take you out on dungeon quests and sword festivals and squid games. Did your town daddy ever do that for you?
No, my daddy doesn't know what a squid game is.
Yeah, And I'm not just talking about fun times. I'm talking about we're going to relate. We're going to listen to you and hear your feelings. We're going to take psychedelic shrimps and we're going to grok each other. It's going to be cool.
This sounds excellent to me. All I want to do is look at flame sharks all day. Ani, please, can we stop making this podcast so we can just look at fish?
Why are you constantly asking me if we can stop making the podcast, Usador?
Yeah, seriously, Usador. Why are you asking permission in this life? Why aren't you just seizing? You're up for Wizard's Choice Award.
Yeah.
Do you think the wizards are going to choose some begging sorcerer who can't make up his own mind?
Yeah, you bougie fuck.
Whoa, Chunt.
Huh? Did I say that out loud?
I feel you now.
That rainbow bowl you put in front of me, I ate it. I ate the bowl. I ate the bowl.
You ate the bowl, but you left the liquid, right? Which was always my plan. Come on. Bring it in, Chunt. Give me a hug. Hug your town daddy.
Oh, town daddy. I love you, town daddy.
Look.
This is my town daddy.
Just because it's weird mind games doesn't make it a cult. That's what I say. Put that's written on my left shoulder blade.
Yeah. Arnie, have you met my town daddy? He could beat up your town daddy.
But if he's nominated town daddy, he'll be both of our town daddy.
Shut up. You don't understand.
I could be everyone's town daddy if everyone votes for me, or at least 2 out of 3. Honestly, 6 out of 10. Honestly, 5.1 out of 10. Honestly, 3.9 out of 10 if a third party runs.
Oh. Well,
Kev, while you do that math, Arnie, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. So, Kevron...
Please, call me Town Daddy.
Oh, sorry, Town...
Town Daddy Elect is my preference.
Potential Town Daddy Elect.
It's going to happen. I put my intention into the universe.
Do you have any theories about how your brother, Alexion, was murdered or by who?
Wow, very sensitive subject. This is my brother you're talking about.
I guess that is kind of a rude question.
Why are you... it's sort of out of bounds in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, Arnie, how rude.
Like, my brother was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even vote in Nogglebottom. Why would you even ask? What are you, a gossip columnist? You know what I mean? Like, I understand this is politics, no holds barred.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way I think it should be. I think it should be my brother dies by mysterious hands, and I get the job. But here we are. We're in politics. Mm-hmm. I get it. Questions are going to be asked. But honestly, Arnie, that's a little bit offensive to me.
It is very offensive, Arnie, and you should apologize. But it does make me realize you have a motivation to kill your own brother, if that means you become the town daddy.
What is... obviously, first of all, I didn't know you had to run for town daddy when my brother died.
Well, that makes you more suspicious.
Wow. How? That just means I didn't know what the process was.
Oh, good point.
At best, that's weirdly unrelated detail to bring up.
Have you read my book?
No.
Vacation Land?
What's that, Vacation Land? No, I've never heard of that. That's
Sorry,
not
I wanted to ask you, Town Daddy, could I borrow the keys to the cart to drive to the land where I want to vacation?
Yes. I don't think you should. I don't think you should be driving right now, because you're fucked up, Badger. But listen,
it's true.
I'm so fucked that it looks like to me, and I know this isn't the reality, but it looks like to me that the contents of the Rainbow Bowl that I didn't drink has burned through the table. Is that what Rainbow Bowl juice does to your stomach?
Yeah,
pretty much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Right. I didn't drink it, and I'm seeing the same thing.
You didn't drink any of the Rainbow Bowl?
No.
Oh, and you're asking me about how my brother died. Weird. Usador and I buy you an expensive drink. Reuben brings it over in a protective bowl. You don't even sup from the rainbow bowl that I buy for you. And then you're all about, what happened to your brother? You're
sup,
launching
Arnie?
All kinds of accusations.
Yes,
sup,
Arnie.
Arnie, sup.
Yeah, sup, Arnie.
Sup, Arnie, sup.
Nothing sup. Nothing sup.
Sup. What's... Why are you trying to point a finger back at Kev? Perhaps you have something you want to admit you've done. Like a murder.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think about that. I'm feeling like I'm on a luxury train across the equivalent in this world of Siberia. It is. Why are you so interested in knowing who the murderer is and casting aspersions upon me, Kev, when I have an obvious alibi?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
You have an alibi? Why didn't you bring up the alibi sooner?
Yeah. The alibi is obvious. I was in my lean-to all night on the edge of town taking care of my flame sharks alone.
Oh, that checks out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they need a lot of tender, loving care, constant attention.
Hey, they don't speak any language we know. They cannot corroborate that I was there. No one saw me, but I'm telling you, I was there. Where were you, Arnie, on that very night?
I mean, I guess when we heard the town daddy had died, he had died a few days before we arrived in the village, so...
The perfect cover.
I was with you, Usador.
Oh, were you? Were you with me the entire time?
Yes.
Wow, the perfect cover. Arnie, little cover girl, killing Kevron's brother, is that right?
I mean, I guess we were between seasons, so we weren't recording anything, so I can't...
Between seasons. Ladies and gentlemen, I am but a simple flame shark and psychopron hobbyist wearing a full torso cast. I don't know what these magical machines are on this table. I don't even know what a machine is. What is a season other than a harvest time versus a time for rest? Or for me, all of it is a time for rest.
What the fuck? How did he start wearing suspenders and he has a glass of lemonade and a little cloth to mop his brow?
It doesn't matter. Take this fan and fan yourself while we listen.
Oh, bother.
Ladies and gentlemen and other kinds of people and creatures of this fair tavern, what is between seasons if not a time when you are unobserved, when you are able to do whatever you want, such as sneak into the town daddy palazzo, sneak up upon the town daddy as he slumbers and drip little bits of flame shark blood into his ear, a deadly poison to the brain, as all of us know.
Usador, quick, magic this tall table into a gazebo.
Arastarakarata!
Oh, that's a better setting.
Arnie, why did you do it? Why did you kill the town daddy?
I didn't. The listeners will back me up. I mean, I guess, look, listeners, I know we weren't recording an episode, so, but if you could kind of, like... Just, if anyone asks, just say that I was on mic during the time that the town daddy was killed.
Disgusting.
Wow. You want to pull them into your nefarious deeds and make them lie on your behalf?
I suddenly remembered something, which is this. The only source of flame shark blood in this town of Nagelsmann is my 200-gallon aquarium. No one else has a flame shark stand. Certainly no one has the means and access to flame shark blood.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Now, some may say that evidence points somehow to me.
Some would, yeah.
But I'm saying those people are dirty liars.
Oh, shit, I fell into that trap.
It's hard to believe. The only thing that makes any logical sense is that Arnie is innocent... And that a flame shark has become sentient and decided to murder your brother. Your very friend has turned against you.
You know what? Okay, that's also a good hypothesis. I'll go with that one, too.
Oh, no.
Chunt, do you have a further hypothesis for my innocence?
I gotta be honest, I'm tripping balls right now, and I cannot string together any type of theory, your Honor.
I see. Well...
Wait. Hold on. I have a new piece of evidence I'd like to bring to the table. Or actually, it's already been brought to the table.
What? Watermelon cantaloupe? What?
Watermelon cantaloupe.
It's been brought to the table by Reuben himself. He's brought our bill. And I look here, there's a number of rainbow bowls, but there's also a few upcharges for poison.
Radish potatoes.
Rutabaga parsnip, what are you saying now?
Look at this receipt. There's been poison added to this order.
Arnie, you've kept receipts. Gross.
Oh, how many times do I go to a tavern and I tell them, if you're going to do skullduggery, don't itemize it?
Well, let me just say, that doesn't mean that any of the food or the rainbow bowls were poisoned. It's simply Reuben bringing me a flask of poison for me to use later. On my enemies.
Oh,
Yes, Arnie, you don't talk to him, but Reuben is from the Thousand Islands. And in the Thousand Islands, it's very customary to concoct poisons and just have them on hand.
Yes, Reuben is my poison master. That's totally normal. I don't understand what you're trying to say here, Arnie. Are you suggesting that I had something to do with my own brother's death? My brother, whom I resented and disliked since birth?
Yeah. I'm usually very avoidant.
My own family member who received not merely the lion's share, but the griffin's share of my parents' love and fortune, that I would want to poison this young man? That because he perhaps received praise, adulation, and high honors from throughout the town of Nogglesworth, whereas I live on the edge of town in a lean-to with my sword collection and my flame sharks, that somehow I would be motivated to kill him?
Why didn't you just kill him with one of the swords?
Order, order, order. Who wants what?
I'll have another ale.
Another ale?
I'll have a rainbow bowl, but hold the poison this
okay.
time.
Kev?
Reuben?
Yeah?
Three rainbow bowls, double poison. Thank you very much, Reuben.
Okay. Two out of three in bed.
Reuben, now, remember, I love you. Now,
I have to admit, Kev, you've made a very good case for yourself being guilty just now. So I'm inclined to believe that we should put you in a dungeon deep beneath the ground and leave you there and make sure you never become town daddy. Now that I've had time to think about it, my head's clearing from the rainbow bowl. And that way we ensure that our new leader isn't a criminal.
Let me just make one small argument to you, wise wizard.
Okay.
I live in a lean-to on the edge of town. How is putting me in a dungeon going to be a punishment?
Yeah.
If anything, that's going to be a step up for me.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm going to get three cots and a hot every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you put me in one of your sky cells, I'll have an incredible view.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to live in a dungeon. The one thing I do not want, strange as it may seem, is the day-to-day responsibility of being the town daddy.
It would be the perfect punishment for you. Too bad I already did mail-in voting and I voted for Glurp.
Well, I'll have you know I'm going to audit that vote.
Yusor, for like months and months.
Yusor, can I talk to you over here on the outside of the gazebo?
Yes, what's going on?
Listen, Arnie's clearly insane, and Kev is my daddy. He's wonderful. I think what you should do to prove Arnie wrong is, can you conjure a hollowed gram of Alexion? And that way, when Kev sees his brother and thinks he's still alive, he'll be happy, and Arnie can shut the fuck up, and we can move on and vote him town daddy.
Ah, sure. The hollowed gram is the thing. You'll have to do the voice of Alexion, though. Arol Taroth. Kadakara.
Sorry, we just had to pee on the gazebo.
No problem.
Oh, look, there, a spirit before us. Oh, my.
Stop, jump to the voice.
Oh, my brother. Where art thou?
Be that the visage of mine own brother, Alexion, there above the ramparts of this Danish castle?
Arnie, you've never seen a thing like this.
Anon, anon, QAnon, anon. Who is that? My brother Kev. Oh, it is I, Town Daddy, and thou art the moon and the stars.
Did he say daddy with a T at the end?
I know, he sounds like Marvin the Martian. That's what's distracting me.
I don't know who that is.
QAnon, indeed, my dead brother, doeth your own research. You belong on the Vale of the Dead, and I here exist among the living. Which of us is best suited to daddy this town to a greater, more benevolent, and honestly, less grub-eating future?
Zounds unto thee, you and your lean-to, even lean-three, but lean-two out of lean-three ain't bad.
May I retort, you're despicable. All right, good job, Wizard and Badger. I heard your whole plan through the rainbow hole in the table. You can't fill me with a hollowed gram. Come on, all I do is see visions every day because of all those psychedelic drug prawns I'm eating. Look, makes sense. I've made my case. You all know I'm better than Glurp. You all know I've spoken to each of you, each and every one of you, and I helped you to achieve things and admit things that you couldn't admit and achieve before. Chunt,
huh?
I helped you admit that you don't like grubs, even though society expects you to.
Yeah, I don't like grubs.
And you said it before I even arrived, so I don't really know how I helped you, but I allowed you to feel that way.
Thank you, Tandaddy.
And Usador, you are going to become the wizard's choice of wizards, because you are no longer asking permission of this human companion that you suffer with all of these days.
Thank you, Town Daddy.
You're welcome. Look, I hope that you elect me your Town Daddy in this new election. But should the results go against me, always remember, they were fraudulent. I won. I am Town Daddy for life.
Wait, you already know they're going to be fraudulent?
Oh, yeah, it's obvious. It's obvious. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Negglesworth press is against me. So they're going to say that Glurp won, but it's going to be obvious.
Oh,
the
real
the people will really know that I won.
Well, we'll wait for the town skeletons to vote, and then we'll see what shakes out.
Arnie, this is going to be a real problem. Everyone's aunts and uncles are going to be looking for visions in horse's blood and seeing that there are all sorts of negative results that aren't correct.
They
when
can't
will
get
the
their
truth
news
out?
In horse's blood. You got to go to the town crier and at least get, like, they have at least a responsibility, like an accountability.
You need a trusted news source, like a man standing in the middle of the town with a bell.
I'm dismounting this table now because I've got to climb up a lot of tables tonight. Dispense a lot of wisdom. I want you to know I love you all very much. You're very special to me.
Oh,
love you,
Daddy. He's really winning me over now.
Not you, Arnie. You accused me of murder.
Oh, shit. He really doesn't want my vote.
You
so
can't
easy.
Vote.
I'm an easy mark.
You never even read my pamphlet called If I Did It, but that's fine. That's
I feel
fine,
like
Arnie.
The title gives me everything I need to know.
Arnie, I forgive you. I'm going to be your new cool town daddy. You mm-hmm. kids are going to love me. I'll tell you what, we'll see what happens. I'm climbing down now. I'm going to go talk to some other people. You guys have a good night.
There goes my Uncle Kev. I went to hell for him.
It was so nice for town daddy to play catch with me. Catch up, I mean. We caught up, and I never met him, but now I can't live without him. What a great guy. Huh?
There were a lot of things I liked about him, but can we all agree? Can we all, like, pour our drinks out? Let's not drink anything more of what came to the table while he was here.
Don't forget to finish those drinks.
You got it, Kev. I'm going to drink mine right now.
No, you said it.
Double poison. Ooh. I'm going to have a hangover in the morning.
Also, what was his plan? He was trying to talk us into voting for him and poisoning us at the same time?
Remember, you can't win the posthumous Wizard's Choice Award unless you're dead, Usinor.
Thank you, Kev. I appreciate it. He's just trying to help.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Usinor, I'm looking at your stomach and I can see what's behind it.
Yeah.
You gonna finish eating that bowl?
No, it's all yours. Arnie, I think we learned an important lesson today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was hoping you'd know.
Maybe the lesson is ignore local politics and I'm sure everything will be fine.
I think the lesson is don't be a dick. Trip balls.
Yeah.
Did this all happen? Guys, did this all happen?
It was just a collection of shut-up vowels.
I wonder who killed Alexion.
That was clear. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
If I did it, it would have been me. But it's just a pamphlet I wrote.
Oh, he must be hitting the road. He's putting on his gloves, but they don't really fit over his hand.
He keeps swerving directly into talking about the fact that he murdered his brother.
Of all the things that were killed during this episode, the one I'll miss most was the 46 minutes I spent listening to it. Farewell, almost an hour. I could have listened to the Fresh Air interview with Kate Winslet twice in that time. Who were the people trying to keep up with the guest star? Let's break it down. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, Usador the Blue, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Kevrot, the brother of the murdered town daddy, was played by special guest John Hodgman. John is the host of the Judge John Hodgman podcast, a writer of numerous books, including the recent Medallion Status, and the co-creator and co-star of the animated show Dicktown, which you can and should watch on Hulu right now. Take a break from Handmaid's Tale. It's not getting any cheerier. You know, along with cease and desist letters, fans of the podcast sometimes send us songs that they've written about the show. Recently, we got one from self-described hardcore/metal bard group Displacer about rarely seen deep cut character Usador. Here's a very quick snippet.
Usador, with the drum around, of Ephesius, master of light shadow, manipulator of magic.
That's enough. Don't worry, I'll put the whole 3-minute Displacer song Secret Names after the end of the credits, where it can thrive in secrecy like Harry Potter on Privet Drive. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. As I told you before the show when you had nowhere to run, all 7 episodes of Season 1 of Earth Games was added to the Patreon last week. That's in addition to the regular stuff, the ad-free version of this show, and the 2 new bonus episodes each month. If anything, I'd say the Patreon is over-delivering, and that is a word I've never used in regards to this podcast. To learn more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Okay, fine, here's more of the Displacer song. Back to me, framing device. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Normally, I don't say much about Garrett, as he's a toxic, difficult person. But this week, look who's got a blurb. You know that new Amazon Prime series, The Wheel of Time? Well, Garrett went and launched a new podcast that follows each episode as it airs. Watch the show, hear the podcast. Search for The Wheel of Time Show about The Wheel of Time Show. That can't be the name. That's the name? Okay, resetting and doubling down on my professionalism. Search for The Wheel of Time Show about The Wheel of Time Show wherever you listen to podcasts. Episodes are out now. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. And now we know Ryan's special brand of assistance does not include helping Garrett focus test his podcast titles before the train has left the station. Way to go, Ryan. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. You did it. You made it all the way to the full Displacer song. Here's your audio equivalent of Gatorade at the end of the marathon, except no one's done any exercise.
And there may be other secret names you do not even know.